This is JIS News. Coming up, government could increase level of ethanol in current fuel mix, shelter established for victims of human trafficking, and Jamaica improves standing in human trafficking report. Details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
Now the news. The government is considering an increase in the level of ethanol being used in the current fuel mix. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says more developed countries have introduced higher ethanol fuel blends, while Jamaica has remained at 10%, introduced in 2007.
I am thinking about increasing the amount of ethanol. We have to go a little further. We are seeing more and more of these vehicles being able to take even up to 25% and more of ethanol. We are speaking about the environment, but these are real things we're doing that will have a positive impact on the environment.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the official launch ceremony for the introduction of ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel in Kingston on Thursday. ULSD fuel has a maximum sulfur content of 15 parts per million, PPM, a dramatic drop from 5,000 PPM in regular diesel currently being used. The government has established a shelter for the care and protection of victims of human trafficking, valued at just over $3 million. The shelter, operational since March this year, can hold up to 10 persons and is part of the government's initiatives to address issues relating to human trafficking in Jamaica. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, is also seeking to identify other emergency locations in the event of cases involving a large number of persons. Chairman of NATFATIP and Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says the shelter is another critical evaluation point for the government. She says a significant amount of work has been done over the past year to address human trafficking.
We are fully energized to take on this crime frontally, and we are aiming for everyone on our shores, be you Jamaican or whatever nationality, to be secure from this crime, because all perpetrators of trafficking in persons must know we are after you.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at a recent press conference on the Jamaica Trafficking in Persons Report 2012-2013 on Thursday. And Jamaica has been upgraded from Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2 on the U.S. State Department's Trafficking in Persons Report for 2013. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says this upgrade is notable as countries on the watch list for two successive years are automatically downgraded to Tier 3 in the third year. He says a Tier 3 status would negatively affect Jamaica's international reputation as well as assistance from development partners.
We have worked very hard, and I want to acknowledge in particular the permanent secretaries in the Ministry of Justice and the Ministry of National Security, who have chaired a task force involving persons from JCF and the agencies of both ministries, as well as the agencies of the Ministry of Youth, that have worked tremendously hard to do a number of things which has led to our being removed from the watch list.
And the Education Ministry will be redoubling efforts to ensure that a higher number of children meet the minimum standards of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. This follows preliminary analysis of this year's results, which revealed that approximately 40% of the students who sat GSAT had overall averages of less than 50%. According to ministry standards, scores of less than 50% indicate that students will have difficulty mastering the Grade 7 curricula.
We are committed to by our 2030 aspirations and the 2020 plans that the Ministry of Education has for a long time espoused to ensure that we reduce these almost to the point where they do not exist. Everyone who is not mentally challenged must be able to score adequately in language arts at least and mathematics.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.